always, I feel like every episode always starts with like a sigh. It's always like, so guys.
Because you guys don't know what happened just before.
What happened just before? You want to tell them?
Well, I thought we had a great intro.
Okay.
And my style of intros is when we just like mess around.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like talking when you don't even know it's recording.
Mm-hmm. But you're like pretending that you don't even know it's recording.
No, no, no. I'm just talking as if like it's just chill. It doesn't have to be, well, welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast. My name is Yoni Koda.
Okay, and then I was like, no, babe, let's restart. Then, I don't like it.
Then Ellie was like, oh, you know what? Let's just restart. And she just ruined the whole vibe that I was in. And then she picks it back up because we didn't actually restart. So we kind of just picked it back up. And now I'm in a bad mood. And then she gets mad at me, like asking me why I'm in a bad mood. Anyway, so that's just what happened right before this. But that happens almost every episode.
That's
so
it's not true. That's not true.
Okay. That's not true.
That's not true. But welcome back, you guys. Earlier in the intro that you now won't get to see, it wasn't that good.
It was amazing.
I was telling a story of how we went to IKEA. And don't we love a trip to IKEA?
We do. IKEA.
I don't know. I'm clapping as if, like, you know, when you're on a talk show or like you've seen talk shows where like someone says,
everybody clap it off for IKEA one time, y'all.
Yeah. So she's like, don't we love IKEA? Yeah.
Yeah. And then the whole crowd goes, oh, wait, have you ever seen the behind the scenes of a talk show like that? There is actually someone working the crowd. So whenever the, let's say Oprah, right?
Yeah.
Let's say she says something, the crowd, they don't all laugh or clap at the same time. There's someone else in the crowd that's working there at the network
telling them what
that
to
tells
do.
Them everybody clap up right now. Yeah, it's so interesting.
I can see that for sure.
Yeah, so what happened at the what's the story?
Anyways, we went to IKEA yesterday because we are, you know, trying to decorate this place. Please acknowledge that we have some new decor right here.
That is, and that is not from IKEA.
This is not from IKEA. This is vintage.
Yeah.
But yeah, we went to IKEA. I love IKEA. But if you're ever wondering, like, how does a person go to IKEA when they don't have a car, right? Because in Seattle, like, that was never an issue. Anywhere that we've looked before, we've had a car.
Hmm.
So
that's a great question.
Most people in New York, I can't say most people, but a lot of people in New York don't have cars.
I don't know anyone
that has a car.
I feel like you can say most people.
Yeah. Like, I've never met anybody that has a car in the city. And the way that you go to IKEA is you have to rent a U-Haul or rent some type of like truck. So that's what we did. Mm-hmm. A little random Monday morning adventure because we were thinking like, oh, we want to add some closet space, etc. So we went online. We're looking for like availability. Of course, the one thing that we see that we want to get, only one left in the store. So we're like, hell yeah, tomorrow morning when it opens, we get into IKEA. 11 a.m. We got the U-Haul. And you go to IKEA.
No, wait a second. We get to the U-Haul. Oh, actually, no. Yeah, first we just got it.
The U-Haul.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have to figure out how to drive the U-Haul.
Did we talk to the guy before or after? Oh, that was before.
Oh, this is why I'm telling the story. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you forgot the main point.
In the intro that got messed up, as Yoni explained, he was speaking French. Mm-hmm. He was speaking French. And then I was like, oh, I don't really understand what you're saying.
No, you were like, I don't think people want... You say, I don't think people understand French, which is true.
Well, okay, yeah, but I didn't understand what you said at one point.
Oh, gotcha.
But the reason why I brought this story up is because the guy that we like talked to get the U-Haul, he figured out somehow that you spoke French, or he asked you like, where are you from?
I was giving him all my information and he was like, you know, writing stuff down, putting stuff, information on the computer. And then as he was putting in my information, he was like, can I ask you a personal question, sir? And I was like, oh, shit, what did I do? Like, I already... And then he was like, he asked me if I was like from like a French speaking country in Africa, right?
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, I was born in the Congo and my mom is from Ethiopia and my dad's from Congo. And then he was like, oh, okay. Après, he was like, yo, parce que j'ai vu ton nom et je pensais que t'étais français, mais j'étais pas sûr. That means like he saw my name and he wasn't sure if I was, you know. And then I told him, you know, yeah, but I grew up in Belgium and all that. And he was very nice, but he was talking a little bit too long.
Well, so this happened when you were by yourself. And then like I came And that's where you're like, oh, this is my wife, blah, blah, blah. And then I said hello. And then he like said he kept speaking in French and understood what he was saying. And he asked like if I speak French, and I say like, no, but I can, you know, somewhat follow like simple conversations, you know?
Yeah, yeah, somehow.
And then he like went in to...
He was like, you have to learn French.
He was... It kind of bothered me how he was like so intense about like me learning French. I'm like, okay, but he doesn't speak Romanian.
I know, like, but French is like...
No, but I think it's like a thing...
For the woman to learn the
man's language, because like she needs to like be able to talk to the family. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, he was getting into that a little bit, and yeah. I was just like, "Yo, what are you talking about?" I mean, if you want to talk about Romanian and French, which one would you want to learn?
Like, which one should our kids learn? Yeah, sure, French is way more useful.
But that's a whole different point. But he was, his point was like, you know, because when you're around my family, you should know
how to like speak to
what I'm saying at all times.
Okay, but like why?
But then I was just like, okay, but when I'm around your family, everyone speaks Romanian. I don't know. He was just making this like old school analogy.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I was just like,
yeah,
yo, bro,
yeah,
this is 2025, all right?
Yeah. But anyways.
But yeah, he was cool. We get the U-Haul truck, and it's the biggest car I ever driven in my life. In New York.
Oh, in New York. Yeah, I was going to say New York. Because we drove like a big U-Haul back in Seattle.
But Seattle is like the roads are bigger.
Yeah, it's different.
It's like normal.
Yeah, but I would say like after a while you got comfortable with it. You were good. You were cruising.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But at first it's always...
It's kind of fun to drive in New York.
Yeah. No, it's fun. Well...
I haven't done it personally, but...
No, it's just like tricky. Anytime you drive a new car, you have to kind of like feel the pedals? Like,
yeah, the strength.
Yeah, like you got to feel like, because some cars are way more sensitive.
Yeah.
But anyways, it took me a few minutes. Then I was good.
Yeah. And then, you know, like any IKEA run, we were like, okay, are we just going straight to what we're getting or are we walking through? Yoni's like, we're walking through.
Should this whole episode just be about IKEA?
No. So we...
Because we could just pick a whole episode.
We basically were like, okay, let's walk through, right? We walk through the IKEA. We look at all the, you know, pretend we live in the cool kitchens. Like, everybody does that. And it's funny because I was like, I've never been to IKEA when it's that empty. Because 11 a.m. when IKEA opens on a Monday morning, is like, who's at IKEA?
Yeah. And then it makes you wonder, like, what do people do for a living when you're here on like a time when you should be at work? That's something you always ask.
Yeah, I always ask that no matter where we are, but IKEA specifically. I mean, I would say it was like mostly like older people who might be retired that were there from like what I remember.
You know what? That is true, yeah.
And then good thing we walked through, because then when we saw like a different option of like the closet that we wanted to get, and then we just changed our minds from like the original plan.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But long story short, yeah, like we got what we needed. They only had one in stock and we got it, but then we actually needed two.
Mm-hmm.
So we're waiting on the second part. The story kind of ends there. We loaded up in the truck. We managed to do it all ourselves, loaded it in.
Alia was like, should we ask for help when we get to the apartment? I was just like...
Well, I didn't know how many pieces it was going to be.
I was like, nah, we got this.
Yeah, we did get it. It was good.
And we got so lucky. We got to our building, right? And first, there was no parking at all. And also, like, a U-Haul takes up two spots.
Yeah.
So, and in New York, there's no parking. I've never like walked by and be like, oh, there's a lot of parking.
But here. I also think we don't really pay attention because we don't need to, you know, because that's one thing that I'm like, what makes me not want to have a car in New York is like, okay, I have a car and let's say I have parking in my building, but it's not about that. It's about where do I park it when I go to the place I'm driving to.
Yeah. Well, we circled the block a couple of times and then we find a big ass spot.
Yeah. Like right in front of our building. So we're good. We're excited to like build this closet.
You won't see it here.
Yeah. It's not.
It'll be somewhere on the other side.
But let's actually get into... Welcome to the What's the Juice podcast.
Okay, yes.
My name is Alia Zaita. I'm one of your hosts.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Yoni Ekoto, your favorite host in the world.
How would you say that in French?
I just said it in French.
No, you said your favorite host in the world.
Uh-huh.
How would you say that in French?
Oh, ton host préféré. I don't know how to say host.
So, let's talk about Korea. Let's talk about Seoul. This is why you guys are here. I know you probably clicked on this like, okay, are you guys going to talk about what this title is? Yes. So,
15 minutes in, or 10 minutes.
After we went to Japan for about a week or so.
A week and a half.
Yeah. After that, we were like, oh, we're very close to Korea. We might as well go because we both love Korean food, for one. You guys know I travel for food.
I found my love for Korean food through you.
Yes.
I never really had Korean food before I met Alia, like many other foods. I keep it chill with the rice, chicken over rice, some broccoli on the side. I love pasta.
Yeah.
Alfredo pasta.
You know, a big bowl of stuff.
Big bowl of stuff and just give me a spoon.
Yeah. And that's the thing that Yoni used to remember, or Yoni's first idea of Korean food was like a lot of tiny things.
And that I didn't like.
Because, which is like the, you know, the banchan, which is like all the side dishes. He just thought that like he doesn't like that.
Well, you know where that comes from, right? Mm. I don't love sharing food that much. Not in a bad way, okay? So if you listen to this, just relax for a second, okay? Let me explain myself. If I'm sitting down with like, I don't know, three people, I love to have my own plate.
Okay.
I love to have my choice, and this is my plate, your choice. Of course, you can try some of mine, but like, it's still like, I hate like small bites of things. Because it's never, if I really like something, I want to have more of that.
Yeah.
In Korean food, you don't really have a lot of, you have a little bit of everything. Give me, if I like something, I want a lot of it. No, seriously.
No, I feel you. I think it just depends like
so what... like with Korean food, I eat two bites and that's it. And that was like my favorite thing. Why do I only have to have two bites?
Well, I would say most of the time you can refill those like tiny dishes.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantanja products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
For the most part.
Yeah, no, I get it. I learned to love it. I found the love for it.
I would say, but that's like specifically, it's like a specific type of Korean food. Because there's also like, we had like noodles, that was like a normal bowl of noodles. We had like soup that was a normal size soup. It wasn't like tiny little soups, you know?
Yo, imagine. Tiny little soups would be crazy.
It would be wild.
It would be like a shot of soup.
but let's talk about, you know, when, so we were already pretty tired, I would say, after Japan. It's hot?
Yeah, it's hot. Like the AC is off.
Yeah, because it was too cold earlier. We were pretty tired after Japan. So like the first day in Korea, we were, it was also like raining. So we kind of like took it easy. And I would say...
I'm so sorry. Continue. I just got to check if the camera's recording.
It is recording.
You guys know this is my biggest fear. It's my biggest fear.
Yeah. And listen, disclaimer. I would say that our experience and impression of Korea, like, was somewhat influenced by the fact that we just went to Japan. So, like, whether or not you want to, you will inevitably kind of compare the two. The same way that, like, if we went to, I don't know, France, and then we went to Italy, you would compare the two.
I don't.
A little bit. Or, like, Spain and France, or, like, any other countries. We went to Thailand, and then we went to Cambodia, or, like, Vietnam. You know, like, they're kind of close together, so there's a lot of influence. So it's like you're going to, like, compare them, even though they're still their individual places.
I think it's normal to compare, but I don't think it's fair to compare.
I don't think it's fair to compare, but I think it's inevitable that, like, you just went to one place, and then you go to another place. And also, like, we are foreigners, so, like, we don't have any preconceived ideas of, like, what one place is going to be, except for, like, what you see online.
Okay, so what did you think?
No, so I'm saying, like, in a way, a lot of, like, how we saw Korea was after we went to Japan. And Japan has, like, so many good and amazing things.
Uh-oh.
Like, for example, we just didn't know that, like, in Korea, convenience stores wouldn't be, you know, I think
Japanese
Japan just got the convenience stores, like, just so good.
Okay.
That once we got to Korea, we were like, damn, we need that. Like, we felt the miss of that.
I missed
a lot.
They did have some of the sandwiches, but they weren't the same.
Nah,
the 7-Eleven there is not the same anywhere else in the world. Like, I don't know why. If someone can just please explain to me, maybe in the comments.
Yeah, it's like a whole separate thing. Like, even though it still has.
But why is the 7-Eleven in Japan so amazing?
They just wanted to make it amazing.
It's crazy. Yeah. So anyway, so we get to Korea, we get to Seoul, and
we're like, ooh, can't wait to try, like, their convenience stores.
I know. We go to the 7-Eleven, and it's like a regular 7-Eleven. They did have different things that we don't have here in the U.S.
Yeah, of course.
But it wasn't like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
I would say, though, there was one night, the night that I actually broke my camera, RIP, when we, like, I was really sad that it broke. So we went into a convenience store, and that's when you got the banana milk. Remember?
Banana milk?
Yeah, I got the banana milk, but then we, like, drank it by the river.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the river. We're going
to
get to
that. So, that place, that was, like, a really nice convenience store.
That's the one that had a, like, a little seating area, like a cafeteria, right? No?
I don't remember. Maybe. I don't know. Hmm. But, yeah. So, I just, like, wanted to, like, say that beforehand, because I just remember, like, during the trip, obviously, we were trying to take everything, like, firsthand, but because we had just gone to Japan, and it was, like, so, like, a concentrated trip, we just, like, you know, we got to Seoul, and inevitably we were, like, so used to how Japan was that we got there, like, the subway, like, was a little bit more complicated, and, like, in Japan it was so easy to figure out, and then we got to Korea and it was, like, a little bit more difficult just because of, like, the way that, like, the signs tell you where to go, and then also you have to, like, get the transit card, but then you have to, like, fill it with cash, and then
only cash.
Yeah. And I think it was, like, when we got to Japan, we, like, finally figured out, and we felt like we know how to get around.
Yeah.
And then we got to figure it out again in a whole different place. We were already, like, you know, mentally, you get tired. Like, every time it's like, how does the subway work? How does the car work? How does the cash work?
Like,
how
the map, Google Maps and Apple Maps don't even work there. So we had to use, like, this other map, which I didn't love.
Yeah, the map was a little...
Like, what did I not like about what is it called?
Naver Maps. It's just, like, a little glitchy. Like, it's not very smooth.
But is that the map that everyone uses there? Like,
yeah,
we
that's
use
what
this?
The map that everybody was, like, telling me to use.
Okay, but are they telling you to use it
because you're
a foreigner? Like, what do people there use?
That's what they use.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we just didn't know how to use it.
I don't know, but I just think it's, like, a different app, you know?
So, like, anytime I was looking for something, I would go on Google
and then
copy the address that Google gives me and then put it in the map.
Yeah.
Which that seems just like one little step. But when you're out and about, it's
like...
And
you have to do that every time.
It's a lot. Sometimes I can't even see my screen that well. I'm like, yo, it's sunny out.
Yeah,
anyways,
That was,
to me, that was one of the most annoying things.
Yeah, I would say those were like the negative things.
Yeah, but everything else.
Yeah, let's get into the good shit. Because if you're Korean, you're like, damn, you guys are, like, being so mean.
No. That was just something that we observed. But everything else was amazing. Like, first of all, our first meal that we had.
Oh my God.
The Korean barbecue. It was at a spot that Alia found.
Random spot. We were staying in Insadong. So we were staying close to that area. Oh, we were staying in like an old
That was a good
Korean
area.
Yeah, it was a pretty good area. Yeah. At first when we got there, it kind of seemed sparse and like there wasn't anything. But we just had to like kind of walk around the area and we found our way. But we were staying in like an old hanok. It's like an old school, like traditional Korean home, which was very cool to stay in.
Ceiling were low again, like the Japan.
Not as low.
The kitchen, I had to like bend down the whole time. Like my back started to hurt.
Yeah, the kitchen. It's not like we had to cook though.
Yeah, I know, but like, I don't know, like to get into any doorway, I had to like
crouch.
Yeah, crouch.
But the first meal, yeah. So it was after we traveled and then like after the flight was good. But then after that, we had to like figure out the train thing, which took us forever for some reason. And then after that, the train ride was like an hour long to get to our place. Then like getting into the place, you know what? One thing I hate, sorry, go ahead.
No, I wanted to say one thing about train rides is that I don't care how long they are. I can get on a train and the trip would be like 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I would have the best time. Obviously, with like that long of a trip, I'm assuming you have beds.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I feel like I want to do that.
Yeah, we should
I can take a train across America. Like, I don't care.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like you say that now, but just wait until you have to shower in a train.
I feel like, why? Is that
it's hella small.
Really?
Yeah.
I showered in Japan and South
Korea.
Yeah,
it's like that vibe.
Okay, cool. I feel like once I do that, I'm good to shower anyway.
Yeah, anyway. True. What I was going to say, one thing that I hate is being that person that is lugging around luggage. Like, I don't know why I feel so embarrassed, and I don't know why it's like such a cringe thing for me to be like the person that's making that noise on the cobblestones with your freaking luggage, and you're clearly like you're carrying that shit, and meanwhile there's someone on the side drinking their little like matcha and enjoying their Saturday morning, and you're just like, I don't know how to explain it.
It's but why why is that?
I don't know.
Like, what? Okay, what if the luggage didn't make noise? Like, wherever.
Still, it's like, why are you carrying around luggage?
Because I just got here. Like, how do you think people get from the airport to the Airbnb?
I don't
know.
You
think
they
just snap their fingers?
No, with like a car or something. You know, it's just about the fact that it's like, you're like.
No, but it's worse when you're like in the city with a lot of people.
Yeah. And it's just like, you're so standout. Like,
yeah,
out
you know
of
what's
everyone,
worse than that?
You're just such a tourist.
Getting on the subway with all those bags. And it's a packed subway too.
Yeah.
Honestly, I get that. I get what you're saying, but I don't feel that.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't explain it. There's something about it. When I'm in that situation,
like,
I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, we were those people for a minute.
But yeah, first meal we had, I don't even remember how I found it. It was on Naver Maps. And it was this Korean barbecue place. And to be honest, when we were in Korea, I'm just saying.
Yo, this whole episode, I'm not going to compare.
What I wanted to say is that I realized I'm a lot less familiar with Korean food. Like when we got to Korea, I was like, damn, there's like a lot of stuff here that like I really haven't had before. Like I'm not familiar with. Because I would say compared to Japanese food, I kind of like had more knowledge around, like if I looked at a menu and it said this and this and this, I'm more clear on what it is.
If I look at a menu and it says udon, anything, I'm getting that.
But like in Korea, obviously, like we can translate a lot. There was a lot of people that actually spoke English and everybody was very kind and like willing to help. So that was really nice. But there was still a lot of things that I was like, damn, I don't know what I'm eating, but it's good.
Yeah.
Especially at the food markets. But the first meal we had was Korean barbecue, and it was exactly what we needed. It was like we got all the steak. There was all the side dishes.
It was my first time that I got to cook the steak on my own.
Oh yeah, because we never really like had Korean barbecue here. Have you?
No.
Was that your first Korean barbecue?
I mean, anytime we ever had Korean barbecue, I feel like it was brought to us like on a
like already cooked. Like, I don't know. I don't think we've ever had Korean barbecue together.
Okay, wow. Not me not knowing what it is. I feel like...
Because Korean barbecue is always like being cooked in front of you.
Okay, that was definitely my first time.
Yeah, it was so...
And I love onion because it had like these onion pieces next to it too.
Oh, and they had like this soup that was like on top. And
the
it was
soup
like,
was already on the table when we got there.
Yeah.
I was a little bit confused by that. Like why? Like we didn't... How long has this been here?
Yeah, like how long has the soup just been sitting... waiting for
because you
to
get to the
down.
Table you're expecting to like okay I'm gonna order and then they bring it to you but we got to the table
and she just like
and she just brought us like a spoon here you go
and then like took the cover off and started heating up the soup and it's like damn how long has it been sitting there and the soup like I'm not gonna lie it wasn't like the most beautiful soup it was kind of like murky and green
but it was good
it was so good we were like can we have more of this
yeah no
it was amazing and then just like grilling your own meat and then we had all like the side dishes and I really like how every other because we had Korean barbecue a few times and, like every place has like different side dishes so they're not always like this place remember had those pickled tomatoes they were like
My memory is bad with food.
Pieces of tomato but they were like pickled and it was one of the first things that when like the old lady came with the meat to put it,
yeah.
She was like, have meat with this and salt. Good. It was the first bite we tried.
You know what? I remember when we didn't know the order of like, what food goes with what food. Because you get a bunch of stuff on the table.
Oh,
I didn't know what to pair what with what.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know either. You kind of just like go with the flow.
Because at the end too, right? Oh, this is so funny. At the end when the soup was done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was this spot or another spot, but I remember not knowing what to do with like the leftover of the soup bowl. Do you remember that? I feel like we went somewhere and then we were like,
This was a totally different spot. It wasn't even Korea barbecue. It was like a different restaurant, also in Korea.
Okay.
And that was our second day. And it was this place that made these like rice bowls that like are scorched on the bottom so there's like leftover crispy rice in the bowl
mm-hmm.
and then you have this like tea that you like pour into that bowl that has like the scorched rice and you're supposed to let it soak in there while you eat the rice with the whatever you got a chicken etc
and then you that?
It's like the whole explanation was on the thing
tea and rice
but listen. Then you're supposed to like drink and eat the refreshing tea that's left over that's like mixed with leftover rice and stuff
it kind of tasted like
water that you put into like something to soften before you wash
to let it soak right
yeah to let it soak and
that's how it looked like too
and that was just you know foreigners here like I'm sure that if that's like your thing that you grew up with you probably think that's just fire I don't know
but maybe we didn't even do it right
I think we did it right because I was watching like these other people doing it and that's what they did too that was a different place though but yeah Korean barbecue 10 out of 10 we used to like go find the thing is Korean barbecue in New York is so expensive
really
so expensive because it's like you're buying the meat you know and usually you go to these places for like meat the quality of the meat
yeah
and here they're super expensive
I want to stay on Korean barbecue just a little bit longer because we went to another spot
oh yes
and we tried Korean barbecue I feel like this is the night this is after you broke your camera
No, different night.
Damn.
Yeah, because the night we broke my camera was like the restaurant we didn't know was a real restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we get to this new spot. It was a pretty nice restaurant, right?
Yeah.
We look for it on the map and it says enter here. Somehow we enter through the back door. We enter through the back door. So then we go up the stairs and then we see a guy coming out of a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And good thing I asked him. I was just like, hey, we're looking for this. I was like, is there a restaurant around here? He was like, yeah, you can come through here, but this is the back door, just so you know. I was just like, oh.
So we like start walking through the kitchen type shit.
Yeah, we walk through the kitchen. People are cooking, probably looking at us like, damn, where y'all come from? So then we get there.
Yeah, and this was supposed to be a more like expensive, like fancy Korean barbecue
place. For sure.
Yeah,
yes, it was.
It was a charcoal grilled. So like they brought like actual hot charcoals and they put like a grill on top compared to like the first place it was like a hot metal plate
so
it was supposed to like be more fancy
the restaurant was really nice
mm-hmm.
it was pretty packed because when we were walking from the back door to the front I remember we were walking through like a lot of families. It was like a crowd. And I like restaurants like that. Yeah. I hate eating somewhere where there's just like nobody in there.
Which
restaurant.
I would say that was the first Korean barbecue place we went to. We walked in. There was maybe like
oh, right. Two nobody was groups. There. Yeah. Yeah.
So Yoni was like, damn. Like
where did you find this spot?
Yeah.
But we were already there.
And especially because back in Japan, we went to an okonomiyaki place in Osaka. And we went right when it opened. And Yoni, had a thing where like you didn't want to be the first person in the restaurant.
Yes, I don't know if did I say it already on the podcast.
I don't know.
I have this thing where it's like because we were waiting, in line. Let's say the restaurant opens at 5:00. People yeah. already start lining up at like 4:45. Yeah, 4:45, just to be ahead, right? So we were those people.
Mm-hmm.
There were maybe like one or two other people there in line with us. So as soon as they open the door, they say, hi, welcome. And we sit down. I just feel like I hate to have like the first plate of the day.
Why?
Like they haven't cooked yet. The thing is not warmed up
they're
yet.
Not I feel like groove. They're not in the groove.
They're not in the groove yet. Like you're not even warm. It's like a basketball mm-hmm. game or like a soccer game where you haven't
it's
warmed up.
It's like you're in
up.
The first quarter. You don't want to like.
You're not even in the first quarter. You're not even in the game yet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. So anyways, that's how I felt. But anyways, the food was amazing. What did we get there? At
where?
That restaurant?
At the in Japan?
Yeah.
The
where
like,
we were waiting in line.
Pancake that was like he
what
was
do you call
like
it?
Mixing okonomiyaki.
Okonomiyaki. That shit was yeah. amazing.
That shit was good. It was fun to like see them make it. But anyways, back to Korea.
Yeah, back to Korea, yes.
Oh my god, do you travel? the second Korean barbecue place, as we said, was a lot more fancy. And one thing that we didn't like, and I guess I didn't even realize, is that they, because the whole like, I think that the whole thing about like Korean barbecue that I think is what people like and kind of how it's thought of. It's a very social thing. You know, it's like you gather a bunch of people, you get all these side dishes, you get this meat, put it on the grill, and you're just like grilling it,
you're just talking,
you eat as you go, you kind of keep grilling it, like it's an activity.
Yeah.
And you participate in it.
Right.
So we get to this other Korean spot, and they start cooking the meat for you.
Well, when she first brought the meat, I'm like, okay, cool, this is perfect. I'm about
oh, yeah,
to cook
they are,
this
like, presenting
one.
It.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm thinking, okay, cool, this is perfect. And she puts it on
the grill.
I'm thinking like, okay, you know, and she's standing like right next to us. So I'm like, okay, maybe she's just here to let us, maybe she wants to tell us how it works or whatever. Cool,
yeah.
You know. But then she just stays there. I'm like, okay. So me and Ali made conversation. You know, when you sit down with someone, you don't want someone just standing there listening to your conversation.
It's like
And it's not even that we were talking about, ooh, top secret.
No.
But it was just normal shit. Like, why are you here?
Everybody knows that feeling when they're at any restaurant and you're in the middle of a conversation and the server comes to like bring you something, take something.
You stop
the conversation.
I mean,
like, not because, like, they can't hear what you're talking about, but for some reason, you can't keep talking fully when they're there. For some reason.
Some reason, right? I feel like, do you think most people do that?
I think so.
When the server comes to your table, do you just stop talking?
I mean, I kind of, like, somehow, like, keep talking, but
I feel like what I do is, well, you know, it's cool.
Like, yeah. For some reason,
like,
right?
I'd be like, yeah, you know, oh, that's crazy. Yeah, you know, you just got to think about it. Like, I just kind of bullshit for a little
bit. Yeah, like, I kind of, for some reason, can't even continue.
Right, and then when they leave, I'm like, you better tell her what's up.
I don't know. I feel like something happens.
Yeah.
Because you kind of are trying to pretend like they're not there, but then, like, they're clearly there, and then...
Yeah.
I don't know. But imagine that feeling...
The whole time. Like, do you even talk?
No, like, I remember thinking, damn, like, I feel like I can't talk right now.
Yeah, what? That was so weird. That was really strange. And I didn't like the fact that she was cooking it for me. Like, what if I wanted it, like, medium rare?
Yeah, exactly. And also, I think the reason why they
like you don't know how
cook
I want
it for
my...
you is because, like, the charcoal, they want to make sure people are safe because it's, like, more dangerous.
Okay, but it's at the bottom.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe some people think that, like, if it's a fancier place and they cook it for you, like, it justifies the price.
If you're from Korea, let us know why that is, maybe, because we were trying to figure it out. Because for me, that took away the social experiment.
Yeah. getting to like talk to the person across from you and you're just like, you know?
Yeah, that's the fun part.
But that place was also really,
yeah,
really,
I haven't had any bad food, I think,
in Korea.
In Korea.
No, everything was great.
Everything was great except one day. Oh my God, I decided. I saw a KFC, and that day I was hungry. We were shopping that day. We were walking a lot. And
we
that
were
was in
Hanamdong.
Oh, is that where that was?
Yeah, we were in Hanamdong. We did a lot of shopping there.
I thought I was in Jeongsu.
Songsu?
Songsu.
No. We didn't eat anything in Songsu.
Songsu is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about it. But let's talk about that.
Okay, yeah. So we're walking, and Alia had just got, like, she found a store.
Yeah, I just did a little bit of shopping.
And
this was kind of the end of the
Yoni, day. Can I get a moment of just, I looked at it and I spotted it.
Oh, yeah, 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 you did.
And I was like, babe, I think you can find some really good stuff in that store.
Well, no, you recognize the name, I think.
Oh, yeah.
We had gone into Amamento, but it was like a different, it was like Shop Amamento. So it had a bunch of other like brands.
Yeah.
But then the one you saw was like only Amamento clothes.
Yeah, we were walking uphill at that time too. I remember.
Yeah,
that
there's a lot of hills right there. I remember thinking, like, why did they make this like shopping area on hills? Like, that's where like everybody wants to like be walking, and I'm like doing a workout carrying these bags.
Yeah, so we get in there, Ali gets some amazing pieces, and
Yoni finds himself really hungry. So I'm like, okay, let me go on this neighbor map, see what I got saved. Nothing.
No. Well, yeah, I mean, you didn't. Why didn't you have a lot of things saved from
I tried to have things saved, like, on the neighbor map, but then they kept logging me out, and you can only save things if you're logged in, so I had to, like, keep. That's what I'm saying. It was, like, glitching, but maybe it's like, because it was, like, my phone was from a different country or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But basically, Yoni decided.
Yes, we found a QFC.
Not QFC.
Oh, KFC, sorry. A KFC, and I was like, you know what? Let me get some Korean KFC.
And this is where I'm like,
and I don't even eat KFC.
You have to get Korean fried chicken. That's like, that's one thing that we didn't have, but instead we had Korean KFC.
It was still fried chicken. So we get the regular, I don't even know how many pieces we got, but it was a lot.
Yeah, we didn't know it was going to be so
And then
much.
We get a spicy version.
That was glazed.
But I didn't even know it was going to be glazed for some reason. I thought it was going to be dry spicy. When I eat like chicken or anything like that, I hate saucy chicken.
Yeah.
Like, I hate things that are glazed. I hate washing my hands. I hate, like, to get my hands super dirty.
Yeah.
So, anyways, so we got that, and I ate a lot of it, more than I should have, because I was really hungry. Okay?
Yeah, I was really hungry.
Yeah, I was.
And shit, I was really hungry, too. I mean, I had some.
Yeah, no, you definitely had
and
some.
And it was good, because it was fresh.
It was fresh.
We had to wait, like, 10 minutes, which I was
15
like,
minutes. When he gave it to me, he was like, be careful. This is very hot. I was
no,
like,
was
you mean like hot as in heat or hot as in like spicy?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. So anyways.
I would say we didn't eat anything that was very spicy in Korea.
This whole trip,
even
Japan.
I was expecting
Japan.
It to be very spicy.
Yeah, even Japan.
No, Japan, anything that they said like spicy, I was like, where?
Yeah, like where? Like. So anyways, KFC was great at the time.
At the time, Hyoni was going in.
I was enjoying it. I was just like, this is exactly what I need.
It was really good, but you ate a lot more than I did.
Okay. I did.
Yeah.
So then that night, I don't know if it was food poisoning. I don't know if it was just, something was wrong with my stomach.
Something was
In the middle of the night, I just got super, super hot.
Yeah, I remember I was sleeping and I kept hearing Yoni like tossing and turning. And I was like, yo, are you good? What's happening?
But I felt so good going to sleep.
Yeah.
And that's like hours after
because
I
Because that
ate.
Was kind of like a late lunch. And then we kept shopping and everything
and
for
then
like
we went,
a while. I mean, went and had dinner at an Italian place that was also amazing.
Yes.
Just
What is it called again?
It's called Atta. Atta.
See, you do this thing where you remember places anywhere you go. I don't care what language it is. You will remember a long ass name of a French restaurant somewhere in the countryside.
Yeah.
How?
If it leaves an impression on me, I will remember. And also because I'm the one that finds them, so I like I see them, you know?
Yeah.
But if you guys have never been, if you are in Seoul, from Seoul, live there, etc., just save it on your phone. That was such a good dinner.
It's called Atta.
Atta.
A-T-T-A.
A-T-T-A. capital letters.
Yeah, it was so
in
good.
Hanam. It was amazing. The pasta, incredible. The pizza.
I want to tell the story before we got there. How we got there. Okay, so, you know, the KFC thing, I ended up like really like not feeling well. I won't get into details.
We're thinking you got sick from the KFC, even though we did eat at this other pizza restaurant and stuff, but I don't think it was that.
Because when I was, okay, I did throw up. No. I didn't throw up. Sorry. As I said, I won't get into details, but the whole thing in my body, I kept thinking of the fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. Because you ate, like, because that's what we said. We thought we ordered like a little bit. It was a lot. And Yoni was hungry. And when Yoni's hungry, he's going to eat everything in his sight.
No, that's not true.
I'm just saying, like, you
I didn't
really
even finish everything.
Yeah, because it was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot, yeah. We didn't have to order that much.
Yeah.
But anyways, so the whole time, I was just like, yo, I was so hot.
Yeah, he was not good. And mind you, this was like Alia, the night before we were flying out.
Yeah, I was told Alia, open the window. I told her, open the front door. Like, I was sweaty.
You guys. Yoni was indecent, should I say, because he was so hot.
Yeah, yeah. And the whole time
he told me, he's like, it's so hot, like, open the door, right? The front door of the house.
Yeah.
The thing is, the front door of the house has a light that turns on when there's movement.
Yeah.
And Yoni, as I said, was indecent, and he was so hot. He's like, babe, open the door. And I'm like, you want me to open the door right now? And the light will go off, and all you're going to see is your beautiful bottom, you know?
Oh my God, babe! Why? Yo, I think we will have to cut that part out.
No, why? No.
Basically, I was just in my boxers, and I was like, "Open everything, every door. I don't care. I need air." So, anyways, long story short, with that night, I took a shower. I drank a lot of water, and
took care of business.
When I took that shower, I'm telling you, that shower was probably like the best shower of my life because I felt like, in real time, I was feeling like.
Cleansing?
No, I felt how I was getting better. Mm. And I was just in that shower. I was in that shower for a long time.
Yeah, you needed it. You needed it. Mind you, this is like 3 a.m. I'm waiting outside the shower, making sure you're good. Yeah. I'm like still kind of asleep. But I'm on call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wife is on call, ready to help.
And I appreciate you helping me because, yo.
Of course.
I wonder what happens, like,
if you're by yourself.
If you have food poisoning and you're by yourself.
You figure it out.
You will figure it out, but I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Because that sucks.
Because it's really helpful to have someone there.
And right? It's also just from what I learned, because this happened twice. In our old apartment, Ali was there for me when I had
That one was worse.
Yeah, that one was worse. I had food poisoning, and I swear, I think that things would have turned out really, really bad if you weren't there.
Yeah.
Because you were giving me water. Like, I was on the floor. I couldn't move. I didn't have strength.
Yeah, it was bad.
So what happens when you live by yourself and you're in that situation? Because let's say you threw up,
find the strength.
You don't have any liquid in your body at all. Like drink water when that happens to you.
Yeah. Make sure you stay hydrated no matter what's
going on. So that's what happened with the QFC meal, right?
KFC.
Dang.
The reason why I keep saying QFC is because in Seattle, there's this grocery store called QFC.
And I used to always go to QFC.
Yeah, QFC was the spot. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Just a regular. I want to quickly finish off this episode. So we're going to do part one of the soul trip here. This is part one. Mm-hmm. And then over on Patreon, we're going to do part two. But before we get to transition to the Patreon.
We have to finish the pasta spot.
What about the pasta spot?
Because after the QFC, I wanted to talk about one more food thing.
You said
thing.
It again.
KFC.
Yeah.
There's one more food thing I want to touch on this episode. Oh, the part two won't have any food in it. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay, well, no, because I have a food story to say on the other one, but that's
okay,
it.
So the pasta spot that we went to called Ata, right?
Yeah.
We go there and we ask, do you guys have any reservation? And the guy is like, no, we don't have any.
No. You're already messing it up.
Wait, isn't that what that was that spot, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the first time we go in, we go.
Watch her to say the same thing.
This girl walks up to us. She's like, hi, reservation. I'm like, no, just walking in for two. She's like, oh, okay, 1 second. And then she leaves, talks to that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes back and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. We don't have any like walk-in. Right?
And that was our mistake because it was a weekend. It was either Friday night or Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was pretty busy. And that place was like perfect.
Why did we think you can just walk in?
I mean, I don't know. You can walk in place. You can sit at the bar. And I think she said something or, oh no. And
2 hours.
And then she called that guy back. And that guy said, we won't have anything until like something that seemed like it was very far away. Like it was 6 and he said like 7:30.
Right.
Or like 7, you know, it wasn't even that long, but we were kind of like ready to eat then.
It was long enough for you to consider another spot.
Yeah, we were like, oh, no, it's okay, thanks. So then we leave, right? And then we leave. We're like, okay, let's find like another place. And then we don't really like walk away that far. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, but I really want to like do this place. Like, should we go back? Long story short,
we found a coffee shop and we were sitting at the coffee shop. Remember?
That we went up to that place like twice.
Okay. Oh, right. Oh, no. Well, because the first time they were like, would you guys want, they gave us an option that we didn't want to do.
Remember? What was it?
I don't know. It was either like sitting at the bar or,
I don't know, but somehow, basically, we went up once. They said something. We're like, oh, yeah, no, we left. And then we came back.
Because we decided to do it.
I don't. It's hard to remember, but I remember we went back, and then that's the second time is when the guy said we have the 7:30.
Okay.
And then we felt like, oh no, that's too far. Thanks again. Blah blah blah. We leave. We find this random coffee shop, and then we're like, oh, let's just like hang out here. And then I look at the time, and I'm like, damn, but 7:30 is not even that far away. And then you went back to the restaurant, and you said, oh, actually, we can do 7:30. That works. And he's like, well, we actually have something available now.
Right now, yeah.
We ended up like going back to the restaurant.
So I go back to get Alia. Yeah, I go back to get Alia, and then I was like, okay, they have a spot right now. So then, you know.
But then we still waited. We still were like, but Liz, you said 7:30. No?
I don't know.
I remember we like ended up still like hanging out at the coffee shop once we figured out.
Because we still had time. Oh, maybe he said he wasn't ready right away. He was like 7:30, which was like 15 minutes away.
Yeah, basically we went there like several times. It was kind of embarrassing. But the people were very nice.
Yeah, I didn't feel embarrassed. I'm just like, this is where we want to eat. I don't know.
Like if we were going to go like 3 times, keep changing our minds.
And why was it embarrassing for you? I'm the one who was going back.
I know, because I asked you to go because I was like, I don't want to face the people again to be like, actually, like, bro, just make up your mind.
That was me twice. I was like, actually, remember me? I was just here 5 minutes ago. Anyways, great food in Korea. We loved it. I'm going to talk about the fashion in the part two.
Oh, really? We're talking about the fashion in the part two?
Yeah. Like, how long do you want this episode to be?
Okay.
You got to leave some.
Let me check our checklist right here, right?
Yeah, I think.
Overall, the food was amazing. I want to tell you one more food thing in the other episode. Oh, but actually, just real quick. I'm just going to say broadly, and then we'll get more specific in the other episode. I have never had such amazing bread.
Oh, my like in goodness. Korea. Oh, yeah. We can definitely talk longer about the bread.
Like the bread, the salt bread. That's one thing that I've never heard about before. And I can't believe that nobody has come to New York to make salt bread. Shit would sell?
If you Google Korean salt bread, this is probably exactly what it is.
I had no idea what it was.
I wonder if there's like a Korean name for that. I'm sure there is.
I remember like seeing it. We went to the Airbnb that we were staying in, as I said, was very close to like those famous bakeries. Mm-hmm. So like Onion Bakery was the place we went to the first day where we sat on the floor. And they had like that crazy sugar tower thing.
Yeah.
And we like got 2 trays.
That wasn't that good.
It just
looked cool. But then once you get it, you're like, yo, this shit is kind of dry a little bit. Yeah,
that's true. But I remember like when I was taking all these pastries, I saw like the salt bread one. And I was like, it kind of just looked like a salty croissant.
It looked simple, right?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't want this. That turned out to be like the best shit.
No, it was the best thing one of the best things I ate there.
It was amazing. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Shout out to Korea. Shout out to Seoul and everybody who is listening to this and is from there.
Yeah.
I had such a good time, honestly.
No, it was like, amazing.
The food was crazy.
Also, let me tell you, we found a lot of great fashion things. We'll talk about that in the other episode. But yeah, if you're not on Patreon and you are Korean, I just want to let you know that you Koreans know what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, the food was amazing. The weather, we got lucky. The sun came out because the first couple of days was like a little bit cold. And also, real quick, because you said no more food on the second episode. Yeah. The food market, hella fun. We went to the Guan.
No, we could definitely talk about that in the next episode.
The food market?
Yeah, because there's so much that happened there that, like, I'm not just going to talk 2 minutes about it.
Okay, so, like, if you want to hear what I got to say.
Oh, my God.
Go to the Patreon. But, yeah, that's it for this episode.
Yeah, shout out to Korea. Shout out to South Korea, all right?
Yeah.
We met some people there, too, right? I feel like, no? Oh, no, that was Japan. We didn't meet anyone in South Korea?
No, I don't think we did.
No.
I don't think we did. When we did, we met like a random French girl. Oh, no. Remember when we went up to the tower?
Mm-hmm.
To the Seoul Tower.
Yeah.
And we were talking to someone, like a French girl that we just like kind of started talking to.
Oh, right.
And then after we were talking to her.
She was so nice.
Yeah, she was so nice. And after we were talking to her, there was a girl that came over to us. And
yes.
Like she, I think she listened to the podcast.
Because you said that you saw her.
I saw her
while
like,
we were talking to the French girl.
Yeah, I saw her like looking at us, but I wasn't sure if she was like actually looking at us. And then she came over. So yeah, that was really nice.
Shout out to you if you listen to this.
Yeah. That's all, honestly. There's so much to say. That's why we have to like make it into two parts.
Yeah.
So
well,
thank you for listening. After this episode, we are going back to, I mean, you know, this is regular, but we're just like, you know, catching up. We had to do a Japan episode, Korea episode. Anytime we travel, we got to do a episode about that place.
Yeah.
We have to. We did the same thing with like Spain.
It's so nice too, because now anytime we do one of these episodes about a trip that we took, mm-hmm. it just brings me back to that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool. Like with your YouTube videos, we can watch it visually, but then if you want to hear more details, you go to the podcast.
Yeah, because in my videos, like, you don't know all the background stories all the time.
No, definitely though.
You know, I don't always like put them out there like that.
Yeah, that's why you got a podcast. Okay, guys, thank you. We'll see you next week. Anybody that subscribed on Patreon, we'll see you on Sunday
with part two of this episode.
Yes, PSG won today.
Yeah.
They played against Arsenal. That was a really good game. And that's it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, it's linked below.
If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, it's also linked below.
Everybody subscribe to your shit already, okay?
Yeah, okay.
But all links will be below. And thanks to everyone who already subscribed and commented on my YouTube videos. It really means a lot to me. So, yeah, let's get out of here.
Yeah, okay.
It's hot. For the next episode, we turn it on the AC.
All right. Okay,
bye.
Bye, guys.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.